croissant. And I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocks again. And I'm aching from fucking too much. And I know what I do, and it all points to you. Did you sell me to Wanderlust? And I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocksucking.
You're listening to Who's the Wizard? I'm Colin, and this is...
Ben, hello.
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 Hello. Just going to sit here and say hello for the next half an hour. You've welcomed to the Hello podcast, where people just say hello to you.
Hello.
In various musical styles.
Hello, hello. I'm just going to spend the next hour singing songs with hello in.
That's nice. We should have like a dedicated hello playlist. Different times of the day when you meet someone, you can just play the hello playlist.
Just to avoid talking to people in real life, you can just play MP3s of what you want to say to them.
Right at them, at their face. Just hold a speaker to their face.
Is there a song called... Oh, yeah, it would work in a lot of situations. Move, bitch, get out of my way.
Yeah. I can't think of any now.
It's all I really ever say to people.
I am sailing, just in case you happen to be sailing at the time.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to have a lot of different iPods and stuff on you.
Well, you just have separate playlists.
But with every song ever written on?
Well, no, not every song, but just ones that fit certain situations. If you know you're going to go out, I don't know, for a walk in the park, you'd have Blur, Park Life.
Yeah.
Or...
Is there a song where a man just walks into a shop and asks for some milk?
There must be. There has to be something.
All right, mate, can I have some milk?
And Ten Benson.
That song, that old ditty.
That old Cockney classic. I'm going to find one now. There must be. There has to be a song out there in the world that encompasses us just going to Tesco and buying some, I don't know, cabbage. I don't know what people buy in Tesco. I just buy noodles. So I'm assuming other people buy healthy stuff like cabbage.
Is cabbage that healthy?
It's green.
Yeah, but all things that are green are good for you. Acid.
Mold.
Well, yeah, no, yeah.
Well, penicillin. Yeah. I don't know, I can't think of anything.
Ogres.
That is true. Although, I don't know, I mean, Shrek has taught us that you have to love an ogre.
Shrek is an ogre, I forgot about that.
It's very true.
I thought Shrek was a Shrek, like its own... Because doesn't she turn into... What was her name? Fiona the Ogre.
Yeah, she was a princess and then she turns into an ogre because it teaches you that, teaches kids about, I don't know, don't fancy the pot, Hwan. Fancy the ugly one instead, because she's really nice.
It's still Cameron Diaz, though, at the end of the day.
True, and I'm not sure I really got the moral of the story, because unfortunately, I saw Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life on the internet once, and it's ruined me. I don't know if you know what this is.
No, go on.
It was a little animated short about Shrek raping a child.
Wow.
In his room. And it's basically scarred me for life. So now most people will always say, Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life.
Does Jimmy Savile play the donkey, the voice of the donkey?
But if they ever made a feature film, it would be Rolf Harris and Jimmy Savile in the background, not a donkey, it'd just be them. Actual caricatures following him around as he hides in people's closets and waits for them to fall asleep. And
playing then... themselves then, in Shrek.
Yeah, but like a little animated version, so it's all kind of fun for the kids.
Because Jimmy Savile... did kind of essentially look like a bit of a caricature anyway. Like, he wasn't like a real man to me. He was just too big and northern and too many rings. And
he was basically made by Disney, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. I think he was two midgets in an overcoat.
or a tracksuit, because he always wore a tracksuit and you never saw him out of it. And that's what the, maybe that's what the cigar's for, like a straw so the bottom one could breathe.
He could only communicate in smoke signals, the bottom one.
It was like a little snorkel for him.
Ah.
Like it went all the way down so he could breathe and also have a look around. It had little mirrors in it. Maybe that's what all the rings were for as well, so he could see out the side.
Amazing.
He's basically an amazing piece of technology. Why are we why did that man die? I don't know. Probably something to do with all the child rape.
Yeah, the skeleton key to stop Mandeville had something to do with it.
Well, as you can see, we've kind of set a precedent already for where this is going to go. Pretty much, we're basically just going to start playing tracks that we love and tracks that we like. The first band that you heard was McCluskey, Lightsaber, Coxswain and Blues, which is a fucking awesome track. It was one of yours.
Yeah. It's an old, most of my selections today are quite old tracks, even though we're trying to push towards the kind of new unknown. But they're all small bands, you know, unsigned and stuff. So if you're in an unsigned band or a small band, send us your stuff, send us a link, and we'll pull it all up on the interweb and give you a shout.
Yeah, awesome, man. But that's pretty much it, basically. That's the basic premise of the show. We're basically just going to talk bollocks, listen to unsigned bands or vaguely unsigned bands. There's some stuff in there that, you know, you're going to recognise, hopefully, or not. I don't know. And it's, but it'll all be...
It's not always about paedophilia and Shrek.
No, it's just that, unfortunately, was where the conversation led to, quite obviously. You know, we could have talked about anything. I don't know.
We could talk about the opposite. We could talk about some kind of killer Gandhi.
See, now that right there is a killer link to Killer Gandhi. Here's Killer Gandhi. Back now.
Now you see through all the lies that they tell you. Why? Magnificent Oz has every intention of granting your requests.
What's that? What is that?
I absolutely loved that band.
That was a fucking awesome track. I'm glad you actually introduced me to it. It's the first time I heard it today, and I should now be tracking down pretty much the rest of their stuff.
Well, I remember seeing them ages ago at a gig at the Old Blue Last in Shoreditch. The girl, the lead singer in it, whose name I can't remember, she used to be in a band called Do Me Bad Things, who had a couple of songs in the charts. They were a bit kind of indie.
Yeah, the name rings a bell. I can't remember any tracks, but the name
does ring
a bell.
That song called What's Hideous, and another one that was quite good as well. But then she left and basically formed this metal band, and I remember seeing them, yeah, one of their first ever gigs, and it was insane, you know, like beautiful kind of soulful singing, but it was just really heavy rocky metal.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, really good album.
Yeah, they're up on YouTube as well. There'll be links in all the description and stuff for tracking all these bands down in case you want to have a listen and stuff like that. But I understand as well, I don't know how I'm going to this, from Moongazer to You've Got Questions, I was trying to find a weird link but I couldn't, so.
Well, yeah, because we don't script this. We didn't have anything to talk about. So on the tube, on the way over here, I thought I'd write down some questions for moments like this when we had nothing to talk about.
So you could say you wrote questions whilst gazing at the moon. There's a link right there, you see. Well done.
You're so good at this. It's scary.
I know, it's amazing. We should be professional.
You're like Bruno Brooks.
He is my idol. He's got his picture on the wall above the TV.
All right, so emergency question. Right. Do you want the ham one?
Go on.
What do you think would happen if you ate your own weight in ham? A sound effect. An ethereal sound effect.
Well, that's my brain thinking about stuff. What would happen if I ate my own weight in ham? I don't know. I eat quite a lot of ham.
But so, do you think the human body could cope with 50% like meat and human flesh and pig flesh?
I mean, I weigh about probably like 13 and a half stone.
It's a lot of ham.
So I wouldn't even want to know. We're talking sliced ham? Or
wafer thin.
Wafer thin. Oh, Jesus, no.
But honey glazed, so.
Oh, that's. Can I get, like, sides as well?
Do you want to?
Well, like, if I'm going to have that much ham, I want it in a sandwich.
I think it would ruin the scientific test, though.
Yeah?
I wanted to see if you could become part pig just by eating ham.
I think I'd probably die. I'd probably choke on ham.
But if you had more ham, so if you ate 14 stone of ham and you only weigh 13 stone, would you technically be more pig than human?
I'd be some kind of weird, hideous pig man. Man pig.
Man pig? Man bear pig?
Man bear pig man. No, I don't. I think I'd probably die halfway through. I'd want to find out because it's like the best way to go because I love ham. Everyone loves ham.
Well,
all right, technically, not everybody.
A third of the world, maybe.
Well, they don't know what they're missing.
Are you trying to already slagging off the Muslims and Jews?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying maybe they should have a bacon sandwich and think about it.
Let's move this on. This is weird. Do you have any grooming tips?
You're killing me. By grooming.
I've been going onto the internet.
Because otherwise I was going to say, just keep your hair short so no one can grab onto it. That's my only grooming tip. As to grooming for going onto the internet. No, I can honestly say I have no grooming tips. Apart from maybe stop it, think about your life, go out and have an ice cream.
That's a good answer. Right, one more for these for now, before we have to move on. Have you ever seen a werewolf?
On film?
No, real life werewolves.
I've seen some pretty hairy people. I don't know if they were werewolves though. I mean, they could have been. They were quite weird nights.
Because me and my mate thought we saw one once when we were pretty much the first time I ever got drunk. It was at my friend Danny's, his mum and dad had like a house party,
yeah.
And my parents went over and they took us over and like, all the kids played in the back room. We kept sneaking off into the kitchen and putting some rum into our Cokes. And we lived in a tower block and we were outside, well, we were like 13, yeah, maybe a little bit younger, 12, 13 or something. We went out for a smoke because we were little rebels, smoking by the lifts. And we looked out, it was like midnight, full moon, and we saw a man walking along with a big sack over his back. And because we were pissed and 13 and idiots, we're like, oh my God, it's a werewolf! And we tried to run downstairs and chase him, and then we got halfway down the stairs and realised, why are we chasing a werewolf? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he would just kill you.
He'll murder me.
And also, how do you know it wasn't Santa?
It could have just been a man taking the bins out, which it probably was.
It could have been Santa. I think it was Santa.
In Deptford?
Yeah, Santa goes to Deptford.
Does he? I've never got a present, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Do you even know who Santa is?
It's that man, isn't he? I'm thinking of Satan.
Yeah, they're very easily confused. Well, you got one breaks into your house and steals your children, and the other one, I don't know, breaks into your house and stares at your children.
Which one's worse?
I don't know. I think the staring would probably be worse.
Weirder.
If you woke up, some bearded man was staring at you.
Because he gets nothing from that. At least if you take the kids, you could sell them or...
Maybe that's what people should start looking into.
Open a sweatshop.
What does Santa get out of giving presents to people?
Maybe he does kidnap kids and make them work in a sweatshop to make the presents.
True. Well, it was all based on that weird old German folktale of the demon that stole naughty children. And he used to hide them in a cave.
Really? Like the film, Rare Breed.
Along those lines, but I can't remember the bloody name of it. But he actually does have a name. But yeah, he was like a weird little demon, and he stole naughty children, and he hid them, and they would never see their parents again. And that was how they used to scare them. Say, don't be evil, otherwise you'll be locked in a cage by a weird Santa-like demon.
It's a good man to celebrate. Really.
Well, yeah. To be fair, yeah. If you're going to celebrate anyone, and then make him the idol of a major soft drinks company,
yeah.
Then why not somebody who steals children?
That was weird. I've never really got that. People get excited by adverts coming on TV for stuff that they've seen already.
And especially because it's trucks as well. It's just, you can go onto the motorway and go, look, there's a truck, and I don't get excited.
Maybe take some sleigh bells with you.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe if I saw a truck and someone was playing sleigh bells, and it was snowing, but even if it was snowing, I'd just be angry. I'm not always angry. I'm just, you know, if it's snowing, it means, oh, for fuck's sake, now I've got to watch out. And stuff's just going to turn into shit, and everything's going to be wet, and people are going to be miserable, and everyone's a bastard.
Merry Christmas.
Exactly. You know, what's fucking Christmassy about that? Balls to them. Right. Just to get off this random train of thought, we're going to go into our next couple of tracks. The first one is The Trip. Who's that? And this was another one of your tracks, the first time I heard it today. And I just fucking love it. So I hope you guys too. Like he's been mugged off. Woken up at night by the guard dogs. Plus he got a pile of old broken alarm clocks. Who's that sitting at the bus stop? Look at his mugshot. He looks like he's been mugged off. Woken up at night by the guard dogs. Plus he got a pile of old broken alarm clocks. I can't even be bothered to read a book, to write clean or to cook. I feel like I'm Steve McQueen on foot. Look in my cupboards, nothing but cheese and custard. And my feet reek like Dijon mustard. So who's that sitting at the bus stop? While his mum's dog takes a pee on his Dunlops. I lost my cherry to the solo in November rain. And I'll always die hard like I'm John McClane. So come on traffic lights, go green. And come on STD test, be clean. And pretty please, Mr.
the washing machine. Do your thing and take them funny stains off of my jeans. So come on, mum, just leave that prick. And come home, sis, at least for a bit. In school, I was cool with geography and punch-ups. Picked on by the boy with the transformer lunchbox. Who's that sitting at the bus stop? Look at his mugshot. He looks like he's been mugged off. Woken up at night by the guard dogs. Plus he got a pile of old broken alarm clocks. Sat sitting at the bus stop, looking his mugshot. He looks like he's been mugged off. Woken up at night by the guard dogs. Plus he got a pile of old broken alarm clocks. Yo, I stuffed down a big fat breakfast that'd be fit for a builder. I got a crush on the waitress here, a bit like Hillsborough. So when I dust, I tip a couple of silvers, bro. I ain't got a chance, cause she looks like a film star. But one fine day, I'll be a wealthy fellow. But then my piss streak will be a healthy yellow. But until then, it's just me and my neighbor's cello. Don't put your drinks on the table, please use my demo. Who's that sitting at the bus stop? Look at his mugshot. He looks like he's been mugged off. Woken up at night by the guard dogs. Plus he got a pile of old broken alarm clocks. Who's that sitting at the bus stop? Look at his mugshot. He looks like he's been mugged off. Woken up at night by the guard dogs. Plus he got a pile of old broken alarm clocks. So I guess it's just me and the fruit machine. Will someone please turn down the human lead? I'm trying to win some loot to get a new TV, so I can sit around all day and watch QVC. So I guess it's just me and the fruit machine. Will someone please turn down the human lead? I'm trying to win some loot to get a new TV, so I can sit around all day and watch QVC.
Not gonna take it anymore.
Pregnant women who smoke, it's bollocks. Personal claim adverts, bollocks. Charity muggers, bollocks. Operator hold music, bollocks. People who say at the end of the day, bollocks. People who are willing to get off their asses and search the whole room for the TV remote because they refuse to walk over to the TV and change the channel manually. Bollocks. Fucking easy jet, bollocks. Metrosexuals, bollocks. Red nose day, bollocks. Fucking Bono, Bono. Fucking Bono. Free papers in London, bollocks. Sand in your vagina,
bollocks.
Party girls, tailgaters, spam mail, soft porn,
bollocks.
Fucking plot spoilers, Iceland, people who fucking clap when planes land.
From the fiery pits of Camden Town to Elephant and Castle Underground, there ain't no teachers in the school. They're all out hustling, playing pool. The neighbours complain about the noise. There's girls in labour with Tory boys. I say my prayers, go to bed, and wake up with a horse's head. But if we lean on you, we are gonna fool. When it's all for one, one for fuck all. I will save the world, yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle the ticking time bomb with just 1 second to spare. I will save the world, yeah, I will get the girl. You will all point up at the sky as I fly right through the air. As I fly right through the air. Mother Earth is begging you to quit, so you reach the moon and stick a flag in it. Well, I believe in the people of America. I still can't believe the Terminators, the governor, as the soldiers prepare for combat. Smiling eyes, do you want freedom fries with that? We put the oops back in troops, now it seems absurd. And going to war to prevent war was the most stupid thing I ever heard. But I will save the world, yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle the ticking time bomb with just 1 second to spare. I will save the world, yeah, I will get the girl. And you will all point up at the sky as I fly right through the air. I'm a 20-something OAP. I'm screaming at my TV, playing knockdown ginger, kiss me quick, karate chop and kung fu kick. I try to live a life as full and keep my damage minimal. But only the bailiff visits me and he never stays for a cup of tea. And if we lean on you, we are gonna fool. When it's all for one and one for fuck all. For I will save the world, yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle the ticking time bomb. Just 1 second to spare. I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. You all point up at the sky as I fly right through the air. I will save the world. yeah, I will get the girl. I'll dismantle a ticking time bomb. Just 1 second to spare, I will save the world. Yeah, I will get the girl. You will all point up at the sky as I fly right through the air.
Right, that was two tracks where there was The Trip, Who's That? And then you had King Blues, Save the World, Get the Girl. Have you ever thought about saving the world? Getting the girl?
I have thought about not saving the world, the opposite. What would happen in a post-apocalyptic dystopian future? I think I'd prefer that than to save the world and then the world carry on as it was, but people look up to me. I wouldn't like that. I'd rather the world crushed and destroyed and it turned into a horrible abyss.
Be like a bit like the Road Warrior.
And everyone just left me alone. Yeah.
Yeah, so you just drive around.
Yeah.
In a one-off car.
Beating up, you know, looking for barter towns, stuff to trade, beating up midgets that ride around on Down syndrome men.
Don't knock Master Blaster. He was amazing.
No, he wasn't. He was annoying.
What are you about? He rode around. He used to get a piggyback all the time. How could you not be happy with that?
He rode around on the shoulders of a man with Down syndrome and then made him fight in a cage.
And?
With a racist.
It's a dystopian future. That kind of thing happens all the time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm looking forward to. I don't want to save the world.
You go down Asda, that's what will be going on. Two men enter, one man leave.
That is the actual rule for Lidl car park.
That is the sign they have up, yeah. All the Aldis are the same. They just have chainsaws hanging from the roof.
Used to be called Barter Town. You don't have to have any money. I once bought a month's worth of shopping with just an amulet made of cat's teeth.
You're doing it all wrong, because what you do is you nick someone's kid as you're going in, and then you use that child as giving that, and then they sell it off for slave labour. Mark it up, sell it on.
So it's like constant profit. As they're making profit off the kid, you can just take another pack of peanuts or something.
Exactly.
A Satsuma.
Yeah, you just keep giving them kids, and then you've just got free entry. That's how I get all my shopping done. I'm not sure, if that actually legally does happen, just in case anyone from the companies of Aldi...
From Lidl is listening, yeah. Can we do that? Is that a thing? If we just bring kids in and leave them in the trolleys?
Yeah, let us know. I'm assuming you can.
Trolleys would make good cages. Do you know when they...
Go on.
Do you know when you stack your trolleys together and they all kind of push into each other?
Yeah.
If you could trap someone inside one of the things...
You'd have to make it quite... I mean, it's the perfect prison.
Yeah.
If you make it really big.
You can only get out if you've got a pound coin.
Exactly. And the beauty is, no one in prison's got a pound coin. They've all got knives. And
no one at Lidl's got a pound coin.
They've all got knives and fucking mobile phones and PlayStations. But, no one's got a pound coin. That's actually genius. We could get to Tesco and they could, once the whole supermarket thing goes under and the dystopian future kicks in, they could make a killing just having giant rows of shopping trolleys filled with people.
Yes, it's the future.
And also it'd save a lot of space, time and money. You'd only need one person, like a little 15-year-old, to push the trolleys around.
Yeah, mobile prisons.
Exactly, keep them moving. No one, keep them guessing.
Awesome.
I'm actually quite liking the sound of that.
See, dystopian future. No one save the world, or the girl.
But, you know, we all have a bit of fun and maybe eat a lot of baked beans, because that's pretty much all that's going to be left, if zombie films and zombie video games have taught us anything.
You slightly turned me off it a little bit now. Just baked beans, is that it forever?
Baked beans and tins of Spam.
Don't mind Spam.
What about Spam and baked beans? What about Spam and eggs? Now we're just delving into the realms of Monty Python.
But even eating eggs is a weird thing to me. Eating the fetus of a chicken.
Ah! No, it's not.
Is it not the fetus?
No.
Is it a miscarriage?
No.
What is it?
The egg is literally just something that appeared. It's not a fetus or anything. It's just a natural creation, but I learned this the other day. So I'm actually quite excited to tell someone. The egg would just appear naturally throughout from the chicken's cloaca.
Which is?
It's basically a little hole. It's like just the arse and a vag at the same time.
A chicken's vag?
It's just called a cloaca.
Ah.
It's like a little tiny hole. But yeah, the egg only becomes a chick if it's inseminated by a rooster. There you go, you see.
By the band science. Rooster.
By the band Rooster. Or an actual rooster, whoever's available at the time.
No one remembers the band Rooster apart from me, do they?
No. Yeah, I had no idea. That's why I moved on swiftly. I thought if I keep talking, he won't notice I don't know what he's talking about.
Interesting chicken fact.
Well, there you go, you see. Also, a friend of mine, she raises chickens. She kills chickens, but...
For fun?
No, it's her job. She doesn't just do it for fun. Maybe she does it on like her weekends as well. Just, you know, see a chicken snap its neck. Like, oh, sorry, Force of Habit.
She chokes chickens for a living.
She chokes chickens
does
for
she
a
Does she work
living?
At night by any chance? Only trades in cash. Has two mobiles.
Oddly enough, no, she's got four. Well, hang on, my dad's got two mobiles. What are you trying to say?
Your dad's a prostitute.
Well, maybe.
He's a truck driver. Of course he's a prostitute.
No, he kills prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing, you see. That's why he became a truck driver. It all makes sense now. Nah, great. No one from my family can listen to this.
These two topics, though, do lead me into an emergency question I've written.
Oh, go on.
What is the most ferocious animal you'd be willing to fight for a fiver?
How many?
Oh, yeah, one.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, stoat.
Oh, you could kill a stoat in about a minute.
No, God, have you seen a stoat? They're ferocious.
Be easy. I'd fight a panda.
Panda?
Fuck
panda.
Pandas.
Pandas won't fight you.
Exactly, fuck them.
Well, yeah, true, but you know, pandas won't do anything. They'll just sit there and eat bamboo. Well, not even eat bamboo, they'll just stare at you.
Easy fiver.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. How about a swan? All right, then. I'll make it a bit of a challenge.
I'd kill a swan.
Plus, you'd anger the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she loves swans.
She owns them all.
Ooh. Well, exactly, yeah. She just rides around on them. Like, you know, those giant pedalos. But she uses actual swans because she can. And then she'll eat it. And she'll just look at you and go, only I can eat these. Fuck you.
Eats it raw.
Yeah.
In front of you. Just snaps their necks while she's riding around on them.
Sucks out the chewy goodness.
Oh, swan juice.
Everyone loves swan juice. It's going to be the new crazy drink fad, like coconut water, but swan juice. When we're allowed to eat them.
In the post-apocalyptic future.
In the post-apocalyptic future, there'll be no swans, just swan juice. Tins of swan juice, baked beans and Spam.
And people look forward to the swan juice adverts coming out at Christmas. Here's the swan juice truck. Oh, swan juice is coming.
Oh, man, I really want to know what swan juice tastes like now.
Just blood. It's horrible blood.
Speaking of this, actually, my friend just got back from LA. They were showing one of their films out there. A link to that will be in the description. A little plug for them. But he was in a 7-Eleven buying a 40, just because he was in LA, so he figured he had to.
Yeah.
But he also spotted one of the most disgusting drinks in the world. It was a tin of Budweiser, which I know that's disgusting alone, but it also was mixed with Clamato juice.
Ew.
Yeah, it was Budweiser and Clamato juice in one can. It was supposed to be like a weird hangover cure. But you pour it out, and it basically looks like someone's been sick into a pint of Stella and then poured a shot of Bailey's in it. That was pretty much the way it looked. And it, if you imagine if you drank beer that tasted like fish, that's it. I can't think of anything more disgusting.
No, where was this? It's just a 7-Eleven.
Just like, a 7-Eleven. Like they sell
it's
them
a
everywhere.
Brand. Yeah.
Yeah, they just sell them everywhere, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. I don't know why anyone want fishy beer. But then again, yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. Anyway, here's the Benny's Heavy Disco. Think on that.
I've never been this high before.
That was El Milano with Happy Copper, and before that you heard the Bennies with Heavy Disco.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Bennies. I only found them yesterday, but Australian band, fucking awesome. Like, really cool. Got, like, been going since 2012 or something. Well, so their albums go back to. They've probably been going longer. They may have known each other. I don't know. I'm not their friend.
Australia's pretty good for rock and roll, I've got to admit.
Yeah. I've got a few people coming in. I actually got some other stuff lined up. I tried to get it for today, but I honestly couldn't find the links from my friend Sly Walker.
Good name.
Exactly. Well, that is his internet name. I don't okay. I can't tell you his real name. He also once dressed up as a chicken. no, for an advert. Just randomly.
Just what he does.
Yeah.
It's a sexual fetish.
Possibly it is. I'm not sure. It could be. You know what the Australians are like. They're surrounded by things that could kill them at any time.
True.
Like giant man shark spiders. And
across the sea, you've got Land of Lord of the Rings. Who knows what's going on there?
Yeah. So there's orcs and then giant land shark crabs.
Yeah.
They're the worst kind. They've got spider faces as well, which would be really weird.
Did you dream this?
No, it's true. I saw it in a documentary.
Land shark crabs with spider faces.
I say it was a documentary. It was kind of like a
trip.
Dream / cartoon. Yeah, all right. I just thought about it a second ago. I was trying to think, what the fuck.
Have you seen The Hobbit, by the way, talking about...
The last one?
Yeah.
Oh, the five... Was it the Battle of the Five Armies?
I haven't seen any of them. I watched the first Lord of the Rings film and then give up.
You didn't really miss much. I mean, you missed a bunch of dudes walking to a hill and then walking home. And they didn't even walk home. They walked halfway and then caught a boat. Didn't even go home.
I got the ump in Lord of the Rings when I realised none of them had shoes on. So if you're going to be walking that far and across rocks...
Yeah, you'd think the first thing you go, you pop down to the local yeoman's and buy a pair of para boots or
get
something
a nice
like that.
Pair of walking boots.
Yeah, not just go, oh, fuck it, you know what, let's walk 500 miles.
Did not think it through.
Idiots. They should have got a car.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Get a bus.
Focus on inventing the combustion engine. If you can, like, have giant eagles that fly and shit like that.
There must have been, like, a mega bus that went to Saruman.
Was that a mixture of Saruman and Scaramanga?
I can't remember.
Are you trying to imply that they're the same person, although they are played by the same actor?
Are they?
Yeah, it was Christopher Lee.
Oh yeah, God, of course. I didn't even know that when I said it. I just couldn't remember what he was called.
What they should have done, they should have had a little nod and had your man.
Stroking a cat.
I can't remember his fucking name. The little dude, his little waiter.
The plane bus, the plane.
Yeah, exactly. Just him turning out. Just going, the plane bus, the plane. Wrong film. Shit.
I'd have watched it if that would have happened.
That would have been amazing. And then maybe Roger Moore turns up.
Well, then again, I would put that little guy in any film. His name I can't remember. Roberto Montalban's friend.
Good memory.
From Fantasy Island. The plane bus, the plane.
What do you mean? By any, literally any film, like, I don't know, Escape to Witch Mountain.
Yeah, just have a scene where it cuts to him and there's a plane going across and he points up at it.
Just that one scene. They could film it and then just splice it into
I would put that into every film. It would improve it.
What about films that are like, I don't know, Gravity, where it's completely set in space?
You have a shot of him on Earth.
Pointing at the space station.
The space station!
Or we'd have to re-record that bit, or maybe just overdub it.
Just dub it, yeah. We'll do that after. I'll be fine. I don't think it'd be complicated. Just shoot that one bit and then edit it in.
Or maybe he could be stood on top of it in a little spacesuit pointing down at the Earth, like, kind of, you know, twist it round for the fans.
See, it'd work in anything. It would improve every film ever. Fact.
That is true. I'm trying to think of every other film I've watched. I haven't... The Hobbit films, pretty much just, you know, don't bother.
Nah.
Pretty pointless. I mean, I went to the cinema, to the second one, and I fell asleep, and I woke up half an hour later and the same scene was still going on. That's not a good kind of watch me film. That's you could fall asleep and then still follow the story and no one cares.
You had an 8-hour sleep.
It felt like it. I didn't feel like I'd wasted my money. Afterwards, I felt a bit gypped because nothing happened.
But you watch films called like Baby Shooter and stuff like that though. So.
That was American Sniper, which is Child Shooting Simulator 2014.
Better title.
Because I know it's like it's one big advert for joining the American army, and it's the very true story of Chris Kyle, who shot a lot of people and then lied about shooting a lot of other people, which has been proven in court. But the whole film seems to focus on him maybe shooting children, and then maybe he does, and then he does
for the government. the government.
Well, same for the government, yeah. I mean, you know, they sent him out. He was in the army. He wasn't just doing it off of kicks.
Oh, right. I thought he just went rogue.
No. Apparently, he did. He did have some crazy stories about how during the riots after Hurricane Katrina,
yeah,
he was hiding on top of the sports arena shooting looters.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what he said, famously. He wasn't like asked by the government or anything. He just didn't like looters, so he went down there and took it upon himself.
It's an extreme measure.
And also, he basically admitted to shooting people in cold blood, and no one did anything about it. No one bothered investigating it. I think it was a bit bollocks, personally.
Well,
but you know, that's not just me and the rest of
it. We could get into conspiracy theories here.
Well, then you're going down the Jesse Ventura line, which also ties into Chris Kyle, but I won't.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura's gone mental, hasn't he?
Yeah, he took him to court after he died. He took a dead man to court and won. I'd have been really impressed if he lost. And also, he's a massive, what they called, truther.
Wrestler.
Oh. Wrestler. Wrestler as well, but he's a truther, apparently. He believes that all the conspiracy theories are true.
Yeah, and every single conspiracy theory.
Yeah, even the ones that contradict each other, they're both true.
Even the ones that are blatantly bullshit, like Paul McCartney died and was replaced by a lookalike that also sounded like Paul McCartney and could write songs and look.
Well, everyone knows that's what happened to Elvis. We've all seen the documentary Bubba Hotep, where he lives in a retirement home and fights a mummy.
It's true.
With JFK, who was really recently dyed black.
Yeah.
You know, that's true.
Is that film based on real life events?
Yeah, that's Bubba a documentary. Hotep. Yeah, because Elvis gives it all up because he's sick and tired of it. And the guy he eyes had a drug addiction.
Well, that is the actual Paul McCartney conspiracy theory.
They made a film out of it, but they just changed the name so as not to, you know, draw too much attention to it.
I do love conspiracy theories, though. I like the crazier they are, like the Paul Walker one. He got killed by the government because he was in the film Fast and the Furious.
I mean, I didn't like the films of the Fast and the Furious, but I would never suggest that maybe that he should be killed for being
apparently
in those films.
Obama hated him so much that he sent a drone ship to go and blow up his car while he was driving through LA.
I mean, I've hated stuff, but I've never hated stuff to the point, oh, Grant, I've never had the access to the technology to do it. So maybe if I did have access to...
You'd just kill your least favourite film actors.
Yeah, maybe like if I watched a Michael Bay film, I would have him hung, drawn and quartered.
Fair enough.
Or make him watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles repeatedly in a kind of Clockwork Orange style, which I think would be the best way to kill someone.
By making them watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Honestly, by far the worst film I have ever seen. And
have
I've
seen
watched
Domino.
I have watched Domino.
Oh god!
And even you know, I was getting over a hangover, and that film made the hangover come back.
If you could be in any film as yourself, what film would you be in?
Any film.
You have to play yourself, though. Just be surly and just be you.
Oh, God. The Care Bears movie. One, it's animated, so it's got that whole kind of, you know, Who Framed Roger Rabbit twist to it. I'll be like the Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
You know, God bless his soul. and two, I don't think I'd fit in. I don't think the Care Bears would like me. I think I'd make them show their true colours. It'd prove that they're actually dicks and it's all a lie.
So you, oh no, because you're playing yourself. I was going to say, would you have the thing where you rub it and like a rainbow comes out?
That happens anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when I rub a part of my body, something comes shooting out.
Yeah, it's not a rainbow.
Well, it's got...
It's a shade of colour.
It's got bits of red in it. Maybe I should see someone about that.
I don't think you can count that as a rainbow, though. It's just more of a...
Just...
Yeah, that's a medical condition.
I'll go see someone about that.
I think you should. It's probably the best bet. Right. That's enough constant rambling. I might have to be a little bit professional now, but this has been Who's the Wizard, and if you want to know more, you can find us on Twitter at Who's the Wizard, funnily enough. Also, we'll have a Facebook page. Funnily enough, it's called Who's the Wizard.
Amazing.
I know, you're sensing a theme. It's
internet.
Weird. Yeah, I might even, you know, we could even have an email address, which is at Who's the Wizard
.com.
Actually, Who's the Wizard at Gmail. But, you know, it's close enough. I'm not that rich. So yeah, if you want to get in touch, you can get in touch with those three ways. Also, all the links for all the music that's been played today will be in the description, with links to their band camps or their Reverb Nation page and shit like that. And we've also got a couple of tracks now to play us out, which is
Freak Out Dudes with Cold Blooded, the first one, and then finishing us off tonight quite aptly, Black Rainbow, nothing to do with penises or ejaculating blood, but it's called The Hunter.
Can you have such a thing as a black rainbow? Surely, black. I'm not in a racist way. I mean, like, as an actual. Reckon you see a rainbow at night. Surely you need sunlight because it's all refraction. Refraction?
Where do rainbows live when the sun goes home?
Think on that, gentlemen. Think on that.